God touching your heart. Amen. Thank God. 1 Timothy 6 this morning. I'm going to read the verse 2. I'll try to preach a minute or two. Amen. 1 Timothy 6. I appreciate what's been said. God bless the good singing this morning. 1 Timothy 6. Paul writing an epistle here to Timothy. Pastoral epistle is what we look at. Sure, applicable to the truths and principles of God and into our heart this morning.
Yes.
In 1 Timothy 6, a lot of scriptures quoted from these chapters here, amen, especially about money and different things. And money's not the problem, it's the love of it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Set your affection on it. And that's what men live for, is the gain. The Bible said in verse 6, but godliness with contentment is a great gain. But they that will be rich, he said, fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. Look at verse 7, if you will. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
Right.
Well, that's a good verse right there.
Yes,
it's certain. We didn't bring nothing into this world, and it's certain you're not going to carry nothing out.
Yes,
look at verse number 17, if you will. He said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God which giveth us richly all things to enjoy. I look at these verses this morning and I think about that word certain and I think about the word uncertain. I'm really concerned about this in my heart this morning. About what is certain. Amen. I mean, we need to know what is certain. That's the only thing that's going to last is what's certain.
Yeah, that's true.
And I know that's right. And I thought about this, brethren, that we have certain things that we know that are certain. Amen. There's not a lot of things, but there is the things of God this morning that we know that's certain. That God gives us certain things in this life, in our hearts, that we can only count on. There's not a lot of absolutes, but there are some absolutes. In this word of God,
yeah,
this morning we know it's absolute. We know what God said is absolute.
That's
the only thing I can tell you. Thank God this morning that Him, thank God in the word He spake is absolute. There's not a lot of people got absolutes in their life. They've got a lot of things that's uncertain in their life. And that's what Paul said to Timothy as a preacher. Amen. Don't get on these uncertain things, these uncertain riches and uncertain things that men trust in that cannot put can't take to an eternal bank and say, thank God these things are going to last. But I'm telling you, there are things that will last. Amen. There's things that God give us that's everlasting. It's not this temporal things. It's not things in this life, friend, that's just temporal things. I'm glad for some temporal things, but them temporal things are only temporal things. He said an affection should be things on things above. He said, set it there. Set your affection on things above. And surely we ought to this morning to get our minds and our hearts. Amen. Somebody said, thank God, don't be too heavenly minded. You wouldn't be no earthly good. I said, brother, I don't know nobody like that. Amen. There's nobody that's too heavenly minded. Amen. Listen, every child of God ought to seek them things that are above. Amen. Every child of God ought to look at what he has in Christ. Everything comes by him, through him, and for him. Everything that we have this morning is because of him. It's not because I'm good, it's because of the Savior. It's not because I attain something, it's the Savior. Everything the Father does is because of his Son. Even though he loves me this morning with an everlasting love, it's not because of height, it's because of Christ. And therefore I get these things. I'm benefited from the goodness of God. That's the pure goodness of God. I'm benefited, for God had favor on me. Amen. When I was lost and undone, a dirty, rotten sinner, I could not get in this thing unless God put me in this thing. And I know that. And I know this morning that I'm a sinner. Amen. I'm still sinful. Amen. Listen, I know people don't believe that, but if they really saw their self and saw who he was,
because they'd still say, I'm sinful. Amen. I fall short of the glory of God. The only standard I got's Christ. The only one that meets up to the measure's Christ. I don't meet up to that. I just tell you this morning, don't let me disappoint you. You've known me a long time and you'd say he don't meet up to that. But brethren, there ain't nobody that meets up to that. Amen. Apart from Christ. He's the only one that brings us to that standard. God set up, which is a holy standard and without sin, and it's perfect. And he's the one. Amen. And so all have sinned. The Jews have sinned. The Gentiles have sinned. And God, that's why the gospel was to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Everything about the gospel's good news. Amen. The good news of the gospel is there is a Savior for the sinner. Thank God, there's remedy. Thank God for sin. It's the blood of Christ. It's the thank God, this blood that was shed on Calvary by the Son of God. Amen. He shed his own blood for sin once. He died once. He'll never die again. He'll never have to shed blood again. It's already seated. Amen. Listen, thank God, it's in heaven. Amen. He said he entered into the heavenly. Thank God, not without blood, with blood. He said, thank God, it's not by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered once into the holy place and obtained eternal redemption. Who? For us. Amen. I can't say it for nobody but for us. Amen. That's, I hope some others will get in. And it'll be for them too. But it'll never be applied till they get in. Because application happens to them that act upon the call of God. I thought about that little old verse I repeated yesterday. I ain't gotten that little old wedding there. Amen. He said that, thank God. The servant asked Rebecca, will you go with this man? Amen. The servant went to get Isaac's wife. And he looked at Rebecca down there and he said, will you go with this man? I'm glad, thank God, she wanted to go with that man. Amen. He had done showed her precious things. He had showed her the goodness of God. Amen. Thank God. But they said, will you go with this man? Amen. They let her answer that. And she said, I will go. Amen. I'm glad there's a day I went. Because this man, thank God, overwhelmed me in his love and mercy. And showed me, thank God, that he loved me yet. And I said, I will go. I've never met nobody like him. I've never met nobody, Miss Jennifer. Thank God, that would love me the way I was. Amen. Knew everything about me. Thank God, knew what I was. I knew how sinful I was. I knew how, my friend, thank God, I was a wretch. Amen. But he said, I'll take you. Amen. I'll take you as you are. You don't have to do nothing. I'm trying to clean you up. Amen. I'll make you a new man. But you can't be that unless you go with me. Amen. Listen. She got invited with him. Amen. You got to have an invitation to go with this man. Thank God, will you go with this man? Amen. Listen. And I'll say this, if you go with this man, it'll be his way. Amen. It wasn't her way, it was his way. And when you got in this thing, brother, thank God, it was all his way, Brother Keith. I'm telling you, that's a certain way. Amen. You can know if you go his way, it's a certain way. It ain't uncertain. Thank God, it's certain. Amen. You might not see, thank God, what'll happen tomorrow. But he's already in tomorrow. He's already further than that. He's the same yesterday and day and forever. He never changes. Thank God, he said, brother, get in with him, boys. Thank God, the best thing you ever done is just get in with him. Amen. He said, where you go with this man? Thank God, the earlier you go, a longer life you got with him. I'm telling you, get with him. Thank God, he's real. Get in with him. Thank God, I'm glad I went with this man. Amen. Thank God, that's certain. Bless the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, brother. Amen. He said, he's uncertain things. Amen. Listen, I don't know how long I'm going to live. That's uncertain to me, but it ain't to God. There ain't nothing uncertain with God. Ain't a thing. Ain't nothing. He's a wondering what he's going to do. Amen. He ain't never trying to do nothing. It's just all certain with him. Everything's certain with him. My path is certain with him. Amen. Listen. Amen. This man called me this morning, and he said, I want you to come. and preach a little meeting. And I've said, well, I've counted a privilege. Amen. I felt like going down the road. And I thought to myself, I ought to get out. Amen. Crawl under them trees. I'm much as unworthy and no good as I am. But there is a way with God. Amen. Listen. Hey, God ain't limited. Amen. Brother Keith, he ain't limited. He knows a certain things. He knows a certain way. He knows what way we take. And God, he already set it up for us to walk in that way. It's a certain way. Amen. Brother Cameron, thank God when you got out. Amen. And got in this work. Amen. God had a certain way. Amen. He's a blessed you way. Thank God, because God's a certain God. Amen. He's a, thank God, my friend, a God that points everything out. He's the one that sets everything up. Amen. He just uses us. Thank God, as his people in this day, and accomplish his blessed will. Amen. It's not us, it's him. But it is us. Thank God, because he chose us. Thank God to walk in it. It's a certain way. Thank God, I know there's some things certain. Amen. It's certain. Thank God that he's got a will for our life, and he wants us to live by it. Amen. Amen. That's right. I tell you, it's certain. Thank God, I ain't taking nothing out of this thing. I ain't gonna take nothing with me.
Right.
Amen. I ain't taking nothing with me. Amen. Thank God, we always covetousness stuff going on. And men covet. He said, beware of the sin of covetousness. Beware of it. The leaven of the Pharisees,
yes,
was covetousness. I mean, desiring to have all these things. Amen. We get caught up in that, Brother Robert. Amen. But there's things that we can enjoy in life. He said he gave us richly to enjoy. And we ought to enjoy these things. Amen. But it wasn't these things. It was not what we set our affection on. He said no man can serve two masters. You'll hate the one, love the other, despise the one. Amen. And listen, you won't esteem the other one. If you love one, you can't love the other. And he said you cannot serve God in mammon. That means you can't serve God in wealth. Amen. Listen, I thought about this. People preach this Bible. Amen. Men preach the Word of God. But it is amazing to me how they won't preach the whole Bible. They say, no, we won't preach the Bible to you. And I said, well, thank God. Amen. When Jesus sent out the 70, amen, he didn't put a pocket full of money in their pocket. Amen. He didn't tell them to take two coats. Amen. He just said, I want you to go in whatever house you land in. Thank God, they'll take care of you. If they don't, just cut dust the food. Put the dust off your feet and go to the next one and bid peace on the house. He said, what they said before you eat it? Amen. Thank God, we got to have everything today before we do anything. Amen. Listen, he didn't set it up like that. He set it up, thank God, for us to depend on him and he'd take care of us. I appreciate the blessing of God. I know the blessing of God is certain and he'll take care of his own. He'll never be charged. Amen. With not taking care of his people. He'll take care of his people. I'm telling you that. Thank God, you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more shall your heavenly Father give good gifts to them that ask him and them that love him. Amen. Thank God, he'll never, there'll never be a child of God. Amen. There's never been, David said, thank God, I've been young and now I'm old and I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. There's a certain thing, thank God, he said, with food and raiment, there will be content. And brethren, this morning, thank God, it's a certain thing I can believe that though, thank God, I go through this life and we go through troubles and trials, he'll never leave me nor forsake me. He'll always be there and he'll always meet the need that I have in my life. Amen. That's right. That's certain. That's a certain thing. It's just certain. It's certain what he said. I'm certain I will come again. That's certain. I will come. That's certain. I mean, somebody said, where is the promise that is coming? He said, he's not slack concerning his promise. As some men count slackness, but as long suffering to usward. Not willing any should perish, but all should come to repentance. He's a long suffering God. It was a long suffering the days in the days of Noah. Amen. 120 years, he's long suffering. Amen. But there was a day he cut the human race off. Amen. And he's cut off before Noah ever built the ark, really. Because he said, I've cut them off, and I want you to prepare an ark for thee and to save in thy house. He was long-suffering, though. Yeah. Amen. Long-suffering God this morning. Amen. We not long-suffering sometimes, but we go, hey, God does suffer long. He said even long-suffering. Amen. Isn't that one of the fruit right there? He said, long-suffering, generous goodness. And we ought to be long-suffering, but brother, compared to the long-suffering of God, we're not too long-suffering. Amen. But listen, thank God, them things are certain I will come again. It's certain, thank God, that eternal life's in us. We have eternal life. I'm not waiting on eternal life. I've got eternal life. It's with me this morning. I'm saved this morning. I'm as saved this morning than I will be when I enter in. I'm as saved as I'll ever be. Amen. I'm secure as I ever be. I'm glorified as I ever be. In the eyes of God, I am. And that's the only one that counts. And I'm telling you, I'm certain this morning that when I leave this body, I'll be present with the Lord. Amen. I'm certain of that. Amen. I'm certain of that. Amen. I don't know what you'd rather be certain of than that. See, I always want to be certain. That's the way I'm built. That's why I have doubts. If you really want to be certain, sometimes you have doubts. Amen. What's doubt do? It drives you somewhere. Doubt will drive you somewhere. It'll drive you to find the answer. Amen. That's right. Thomas doubted. He said, we've seen the Lord. He said, I don't believe it. He said, I won't believe it till I see it. Amen. Jesus showed himself to him. 8 days later, he showed himself to him. Amen. That's right. We can. That's right. I mean, listen, thank God he showed his hands and his feet and said, look here at the side that they pierced. He said, behold, amen. And I don't believe he ever touched him. That's just me. It don't say he did or he did. It don't say he did. And it don't come out and say he didn't. But he did have a confession to make when he visually saw the risen Christ with the wounds in his hand and the pierced thing in his side. And he said, my Lord and my God. He got certain right there, Brother Kevin. He knows certainly who that was. Amen. Listen, thank God I know him. Amen. I've never seen him. I have visibly never seen him like Thomas, but I'll tell you this. Thank God I've seen him by faith. Amen. He's as real this morning. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, he's real this morning. Thank God his good presence is real. And without the Holy Ghost, you never would know him. Amen. That's right. That's a certain thing. I'm going to tell you, there's a certain thing. You're going to have to be born again. That's certain. It ain't if you want to or not, you must be born again. That's a certainty. Amen. A lot of people's dealing in uncertainty. You ask them, are they saved? I don't know. I hope so. That's uncertain. That's really uncertain. You say, preacher, do you think a man could be saved and have some uncertainty? Yeah, I do, because he said over there in Peter that a man forgot he first from his old sin. You ain't going to try to explain that away to me because that's what the book said. Then he said, make your call and election sure. Make it sure. Make it certain in your heart. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, listen. We're like a thermometer. Sometimes we're hot. Sometimes we're cold. But we know it. Amen. And that's right. And I'm telling you why. It's because we're not living in the faith of the certain God that give us the faith to live in. There's a place in the heart, Brother Keith, that Holy Ghost, he dwells within a man. I don't understand that. How could the very Christ of glory dwell in you in his spirit? The same. Listen, how can the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead quicken your mortal body? That's in you. He's in you. He's in you. You know why, brother? Listen, because he came to live within man.
Yes, sir.
Everything about him, listen, friend, I tell you this right now, there ain't nothing you need beside him.
Yeah, that's right.
No. There ain't a law, friend. The law is given to the unrighteous man.
Yes,
the law is the schoolmaster.
Yes.
When I married Jesus, the law left.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. I ain't still drinking out of the law bottle. Amen. Too many people want law and grace in the same bottle and drink it. You don't get that.
Yeah.
Amen. The law was killing me. Grace, thank God, I took a drink of that and it saved me. Amen. That's right. Ain't God, they're trying to put the old in the new. You can't do it. If you do it, it'll bust the bottle. You can't do it. We're in a better dispensation. We're in a better testament. Amen. Everything surrounds Christ. That's a certain thing. Everything. Every Old Testament prophecy was about the one to come. And everything is about him. And for listen, friend, when he came, ain't God, it's new now, brethren. Amen. Listen, it ain't the law of Moses. It's the law of Christ. It's the law of Jesus. Amen. Listen, I ain't got a lot of Baptist churches. They hadn't realized. I ain't got if they'd quit preaching Moses and preach Jesus. Amen. Listen, they'd find people thank God have freedom instead of living under guilt and condemnation. Amen. That's right. The brother, that's what's the problem. They ain't certain. They don't know. I'm going to give you this here. He said, he said, straight is the gate and narrow is the way.
Yeah.
Few there be that find it.
Yeah.
Listen, the straight gate's Christ alone. Oh,
that's right.
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is, brother.
Christ alone.
Amen.
It's him. It's him alone. It ain't Christ and something else. It ain't Christ and me doing this or that. It's Christ alone. That's the straight gate. There's so, listen, I'm talking about good men. I'm talking about good preachers. And it ain't that I've arrived, know everything, but I do know this. When you add anything to tell these people, and I've done it before, and God help me, forgive me. But I've done it before and said, if you ain't doing this, if you ain't doing that, you're probably not saved. Has nothing to do with you being saved. Christ is a Savior.
Amen.
And he's the only one, thank God, that can bring you in and keep you in. You don't keep yourself. You can't keep yourself. It's him that keeps you in. It's the one. He's the one that brought you in. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. That's just him. And that's the way it is. That's a certain way. Amen. I don't want to get on a certain uncertain life. I don't want to live like that. I know, brother, listen, my days are numbered in this life. Amen. That's a certain thing. I'm not certain when I'm going to leave here, but I am certain I am going to. Amen. Listen, brother, I'm telling you, there's a lot of people as trusting in uncertain things that they can't have no confidence in. Hey, can't, friend, love, he'll trust man.
Yeah.
Man's uncertain. I'll tell you, people brag on what they won't do and what they will do, but they don't know what they're going to do.
That's it.
I know that old fellow told Caldwell, he said, I'd never get drunk. He said, he might let you before midnight. Somebody said, I don't believe that. He could pull off of you. Amen. Billy Mitchell said, he said, if it wasn't for the grace of God, we'd all be doing something that wasn't right. Amen. That's right. He even made the mention. He said, we'd be doing stealing something before midnight if it wasn't for the grace of God. That's right, buddy. Amen. Listen, I know who I am. I know my depravity. That's a certain thing. I'm a depraved man, and I got grace in me. Thank God it gives me overcoming power. It gives me, thank God, the life of Christ. It gives me the ability to live for God. It gives me power in God. That's what I have in me. Amen. But it ain't me. It's him that's in me. Amen. He come into me. Thank God. Who is he that overcometh? The man that believes that he's the Son of God.
Yes.
That's right. What is overcoming? Believing. Right. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
Right.
Who is he that overcometh the world? That's that in John.
Yeah.
He just taught on it.
Right.
It said, him that believeth Jesus is the Son of God.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what he said.
Right.
That's the overcoming.
Right.
That's the overcoming, believing he's the Son of God. Get plugged into that. Thank God that's a certain thing. He's a certain person.
Amen.
Amen. He's a, listen, how many times did he said a certain woman or a certain man? Amen. That's right. Praise God. He said there was a certain rich man. It was clothed in purple. He was certain. Amen. He wasn't no makeup myth. Amen. He was certain. This book's true, brother. It's certain today. Why is everybody going after uncertain things? Uncertain riches. He said they're going to fall. He said trust in the living God. Amen. Thank God for the blessings of God. Thank God for wealth. As far as God meeting our needs and blessing us. Beyond measure. We've got more now probably than we ever had. But still we can't put our trust in it. Amen. It could be gone by midnight. I can't put my trust in me to keep my health. That's right. Come right there, brother. I felt for them people. I know people say, well, that's the judgment of God. Well, if it is, you better go put some boards on your windows. God have mercy. God, there's Christian people everywhere.
Sure. Yes, sir, brother.
We ain't the only Christian people.
That's right.
God have mercy on these people.
That's right.
Amen. That's just self-righteous comments.
Yep.
I don't have the I don't have the monopoly on my health. I don't have that. It's uncertain. I don't know what I'll have tomorrow.
That's right.
I don't know if I'll have cancer tomorrow. You don't neither. Somebody said if you had enough faith, you wouldn't. Brother, there's been a whole lot more people had faith than I had that got it.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of lies right there, friend.
Yes,
amen. Paul even prayed one time. They prayed for that man. I couldn't, and he wasn't healed. He was still sick.
Yep.
Paul said this. He said, he sent a messenger of Satan above at me that I might have a thorn in the flesh. Why? That I wouldn't be exalted above measure, but I'd rather glory in the infirmity than the power. God might rest upon me. That's a certain fact.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yep. Certain. That's right.
Amen.
Certain. It's certain you didn't bring nothing in this world. It's certain you ain't gonna get nothing, you ain't taking nothing out.
Right.
It's a certain thing. He said, Timothy, this is what he said to the preacher right there. God's gonna bless you. But it's certain you can't put no confidence or trust in uncertain riches.
Right.
How many men fail by finances?
Oh,
riches. Amen. There's men that probably started out preaching, Brother Kevin, that it was about the ministry and the glory of God. But they got to be famous and they got to be getting all this wealth.
Yeah.
And they'll change their message.
There's
a lot of pastors changed their message because they had a rich man in the church.
Yes, sir.
A rich deacon.
Yes, sir.
If I say something about his wealth, he might want to vote me out. Praise God, vote. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen, ain't no preacher ought to worry about what any man thinks. Besides what God knows about him, and preach what's in his heart.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not saying that in a boastful way because I ain't nothing anyway. I'm just saying that there's a Holy Ghost that's in a man. He giving the message, preach it.
Yes,
that's right, Brother Kevin. You know that. You brothers know, thank God, that the power of God has to come upon a man. That's a certain thing. Amen. I like what them old records say after I get to preaching. Amen. They come to me and say, I enjoyed you. Amen. That's what they'll say. I enjoyed you. I appreciate God helping you. Amen. Listen, I tell you, he'll have to help you. Amen. That's a certain thing. He's going to have to help you, Brother Todd. He's got to help me in this thing. There's a certain thing, Brother Robert. Amen. Listen, he's going to have to help you. And I'm going to tell you, I believe this in my heart. I believe it's certain. Thank God if we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, he's going to exalt you. He's going to help you. He's going to bless you if you'll humble yourself and say, God, it ain't me, it's you. I need the help of God in this thing. God have mercy. He said, what do you know? Only what I know is what he gives me. He said, no man can get it lest it come from heaven.
Amen.
That's what he said.
Yes, sir. He give it.
God bless him.
Amen.
Amen. He's just talking about witnessing the people.
Yeah.
He was talking about that the other day, about what God might allow you to do and testify to somebody. Don't be, I'm bad, I've done it before. Just pray and get full of the word in your heart. And then when you get there, thank God, just get to give it out what God puts in you. Ain't that right? There ain't no certain words you're going to give him. It's going to change them. Amen. There are certain words, but there ain't going to certain words that might change them. It'll be the certain God that does it through his word. And that's the only way it works in their life. That's the only way. Thank God I'm glad I'm certain this morning. Thank God, I tell you, I want to live in certainty. I don't want to live in uncertainty. But there are some uncertainties in this life. Amen. I'm uncertain about some things. And you are too. And I know that's right. Because, Brother Joe, we live in an uncertain world with a certain God that's in us. And he's the only true and living God. And, Brother, you better put your trust in him. Amen. No, he's the God of heaven. And he's blessed you through Christ. And that's a certain thing. And brother, listen, young men, ain't God just starting out, but get in line with him. Ain't God let him lead your path. Amen. Get in with him. Amen. I don't know what to do, but I'm telling you, there's a certainty in my heart. Thank God that he knows what to do and knows how to do it. Amen.
Amen.
God have mercy. What's going to happen tomorrow? Don't know. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Do you? You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. There's a certain God knows, but there's uncertainty in my life about what's going to happen tomorrow. Now, I'm going to tell you what I'm planning on doing. I'm planning on getting up in the morning, thank God, and getting in my car and go pick up Brother Shank and head to Kentucky. That's my plan. That's my plan. Amen. My plan was, thank God, over, amen, 7 years ago on a January night, amen, to go home, thank God, and go and do what I was supposed to the next day. Because my heart got to hurting and I felt pain in my chest. Brother Hobson, you know that too. There's things in our life that we don't know what's going to happen. But we trust in a certain God.
Thank God.
That's ahead of us all the way.
God.
And I want to say this, and I know this is right. Everything you go through, he's already knows it.
Yes, he
he's already planned it. He planned this way. I mean, if you can't grab a hold of that, I understand. I know a lot of people don't want to take a hold of that. Amen. Because I'm telling you, most people don't want a God that's control of everything.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, that's the only God I know. Amen. He's the only God I know. I said before they ever put him in the storm, he knew that he's the one that done it. He's the one that pushed the boat and said, go on out, boys.
Yeah.
I'll be there later.
Yep.
Amen. He just come walking on the water and manifested himself when they was in trouble.
Yeah.
Amen. And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water. But I will say this. Everything we go through is ordained and set up by God himself. And brethren, if Romans 8:28 is right in the book, he said, all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose, to predestinate us and to conform us to the image of his only Son. And I know that's certain. I know it is. Amen. Job even got to the place. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I'm just going to go with him. God, help me to give me grace to do it. Amen. Grace ain't going to come till you need it. I need it. I mean, I need it every day, but praise God, he'll give you more when you need it. I don't understand that, Brother Todd, but there is grace for every need. Every moment, thank God that you in it. Amen. The more grace you need sometimes. And you look back and you said, how did I make it? Grace only. He favored me. He helped me in that moment. If I think about it, then I ain't gonna make it unless he comes to my rescue and helps me. And sometimes I said, Lord, I absolutely can't do it. I mean, I can't go. I can't do it. And he said, yes, you can do it. Amen. And just his verbal word to me through the scripture encourages me, and he loads me up with the favor of God and says, I'll do it for you if you'll take the step. Amen. That's right. No matter what it is. You suffered here for four, Miss Judy's been gone about 4 years, right?
Yes,
I mean, it's been a hard road.
It has.
It's been times that you probably in your prayer said, Lord, I'm requesting that you go ahead and take me.
Oh, I said that.
Yes, sir. I said, anybody can say anything they want to until you go through it, you don't know.
Right.
You go home to a lonely house and you've been married for over 50 years, right? What, 50 years? Amen. You go to a lonely house and the sweet woman that was with you for all that time, she's gone to be with God. That's a blessing to her, but it's hard for you. That's right. That's the hope we have. I know. Amen. That's right. We have that hope. We got to have grace. You got to have grace. I mean, this takes grace. There's certain grace, Brother Robert. There's certain grace that's brought you this far. You said this morning about the perfection and the perfect man. It's grace to take us there. Amen. I don't understand it, Brother Keith. And some of the things that we go through in this life, but it's all his purpose. Thank God that he might show us grace on us and help us through it, because it strengthens us and makes us what he wants us to be. Certain. Just certain. Amen. I'm certain right now I'm doing what I ought to do. Certain. Certain. I'm certain where I am is where I'm supposed to be. I'm certain. Now he might come tomorrow and say, I got something else for you. So I'll be certain. If it's certain, then I'm going to have to listen to him. That's right. You're in the place of blessing. You're in the place of blessing. Praise God. You in the place of blessing. You in the place of blessing. That's for certain. Hey, listen. Where would we be had it not been for him? Where would we be? Aaron, I mean, there's no way you drawed this thing up. There's no way you even drawed up that you'd have her for your wife. She would have never drawed up. She'd have had you for her. And you wasn't drawed up. It was just a certain work of God that brought it together.
Yes,
when was it certain to him? Before the world began.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Everything's certain. This, can I tell you this? Everything's complete in God. He ain't trying to do it. He's doing it. He's doing it. Everything's complete in him. Amen. That's right, because he's the completer. Amen. Thank God. I told my wife, we went down there to that little conference. And I got to hurry up here. Daddy's going to have to get out of here. He's got to go eat. Amen. You hear me back there. God bless him. We was going down there. I thought, well, me and my wife get a few little days here. I ain't got everything been busy. Getting to spend some time together. We did on Wednesday, you know. I was riding down there, and that hurricane's coming. I said, now we got to go home. She don't like storms, and I don't like them neither, but she don't really like them. Amen. I was riding down the Ocean Boulevard there, and, of course, we've been down to the beach. I say the beach, not the coast. Amen. We've been down there several times, you know. Down through the years, had good times, you know. Just getting it all together and doing things. That's a blessing. Do it as much as you can. We riding down there, and I'm riding down there, and I said, looked out there at that water, and I said, well, here I am, 62. God be merciful. Amen. I said, well, I've had a pretty good run at it. God, you blessed me more than I deserve. Amen. Been down here and had good times, been in the mountains and had just little old vacations, you know, getaways. And I said, here I am, been blessed highly, God. I mean, had a good run, Brother Joe. God took me today. I ain't got a complaint one. I mean, if I drop right now and he said, come on up here, boy. I ain't got a complaint one. I ain't got a complaint, Brother Keith. I ain't got one complaint. I ain't got one, Raron. I don't have no complaints. He's been far better to me than I ever would deserve. Amen. I mean, far better, Brother Todd. Far better. Amen. Far, I've had a good run. I mean, God's been faithful. He's just a good God. Amen. Bless me. Amen. Has there been hardships during the way? Sure, there's been hardships. But there's been a whole lot more better times than there is hardships. Amen. Amen. Brother, he's a certain God that loves sinners. Amen. There's some uncertain things in this world right now. That's right. But I'll tell you what, I'm banking in a certain God. Thank God that loved me and gave himself for me. I'm glad I can trust him. Amen. Thank God for it. Let's stand. I appreciate you hearing the word of God. Amen. Bless the Lord. God bless.